What process would you recommend to someone who's wanting to control their body weight?
There are so many beliefs upon this subject. So many different things have been tried. And most beings who are struggling with the control of body weight have tried many of them and succeeded at not many of them. And so their belief is that they cannot control their body weight, and so they do not. We would encourage a visualization of self as you are wanting to be,
yes.
Seeing yourself in that way,
yes.
Thereby attracting it, attracting the ideas, attracting the confirmation from others, all of the circumstances and events which will bring it about easily and quickly for you will come into your experience once you begin to see yourself as that way. When you feel fat, you cannot attract slender. When you feel poor, you cannot attract prosperity. That which you are, the state of being that you feel, is the basis from which you attract.
Yes.
That is why the better it gets, and the worse it gets, the worse it gets. When you feel very negative about something, don't try to hammer it out and solve it then. You are just making it worse. Distract yourself from the thought until you feel better, and then
yes.
Take another run out of it from positive, fresh perspective.
So is that why you suppose that people often will go on a what we'll call a crash diet, and they'll lose massive pounds, and then they'll find themselves gaining it back? And is it because the wanting was strong, but they didn't have the belief, or the picture of themselves as this thin person, and
that
so they
primarily
fill the fat picture back in again?
They're a combination of things. They want the food.
Yes.
They believe that the food will make them fat.
Yes.
And so as they are giving thought to that which they do not want in belief, they
yes.
create that which they do not want. But that, again, is going about it in the hard way. For the most part, the reason that they lose the weight and then gain it back quickly is that they never gain an image of self
right.
as they want it to be. They keep feeling fat.
Yes.
They keep thinking of themselves as that.
So,
that is the image that they hold.
So it returns back to that again.
Your body will respond to the image of self always. That is why if you see yourself as healthy, you
right.
will be. If
okay.
you see yourself as slender or whatever it is you are wanting in terms of muscle or shape or size, that is what you will be.
I think we have about 30 seconds left on this tape. Is there anything you'd like to say in summary?
We're pleased to have had an opportunity to express our knowing regarding these things. Truly, there is nothing that you cannot be or do or have.
Mm-hmm.
And if you will accept that you are attracting into your experience through thought, that there is not fate, that there is not another, there is only your own thought and expectation which bring to you that which you get, then you will come to realize that you are absolutely in control of your bodily conditions and all other things in your life experience. We like to talk about the bodily conditions because we know it is important to you.
Mm-hmm.
And because, truly, if you will apply these laws to that, you will have very speedy results which will convince you in the validity of the laws that you may use in all other facets of your life.
Yes.
Worry not about what others think. You think about you in the way that you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And listen less and less to those who tell you things about you that you do not want to hear. We are not recommending that you sever yourself from your doctor if you are sick. We are recommending that you begin to see yourself as well and see your physician as a means to that. It can be powerful. It is our knowing that you can be or do or have anything that you are wanting. We have enjoyed this discussion very much.
I have too.
We are complete.
Thank you. And this concludes Abraham's recording of Bodily Conditions. This is Jerry, and I'd like to add a tag here. Since this Abraham material was originally received, Esther and I have been presenting Abraham Hicks' Art of Allowing workshops to from 40 to 60 cities a year. And from the materials received during these workshops, we've produced over 500 cassettes, CDs, workshop videos and books, as well as a 365-day planning calendar and study group workbook. If you'd like to receive a complimentary copy of our quarterly journal and compendium of available publications, or more information regarding reserving your space at one of our interactive workshops, please call 755-2299, area code 830, or write to Abraham Hicks Publications at Post Office Box 690-070, San Antonio, Texas, and the zip code is 78269. Also, for an immediate overview of our works, visit our interactive website at www.abraham, www.abrahamhicks.com. That's www.abraham with a hyphen Hicks, H-I-C-K-S.com.